Rory, Cup final winner, jubilant scenes at the end, 4-0, pretty comprehensive in the end.
Aye, fantastic performance, one of our best of the season, and the manner of how we controlled the game, and our big players came to the party, fantastic, and you see Cameron McJanet's first Cup final, coming up with two goals, and he's a big, big player, someone who, probably one of the most underrated players in the country for me, but it's not about any one individual, it's about this club, and it's about the city that we're based in.
Well, he hasn't scored since April. That's some way to end the gold, right, doesn't it?
Amazing. He's a brave player. He's got all the attributes. He's only 23, 24 years of age, and he's got a bright future in the game.
Well, as you said, you control the game from the front foot. Right from the off, Rory, he's got a real stranglehold in the game, and the games you've had with Shelburne all season have been tight, but that wasn't.
No, well, the early goal helps, doesn't it, when we score in the first 20 minutes, and means they have to come out a bit, and it leaves spaces for our creative players to go and do damage. And again, sometimes if the game had went on longer without scoring, maybe they grow in confidence and we get frustrated. So great finish by Jamie, an absolutely brilliant pass from Patrick. Ryan Graydon, massive threat all night, and Jamie puts it away the way he does.
I know it's just shortly after the final whistle, Rory, but you played in Cup winning teams, now you've managed. There's only one other person who's done that, is Felix Healy. Illustrious company, so has it sunk in? What's the feelings like as a manager winning it now?
I didn't know that, to be honest. That's amazing. Someone of Felix's stature to be in the same sentence. I have a bit to do yet, to be honest. But again, this tops it all for me. To win it as a manager is, and listen, Alan Reynolds, sometimes the manager can get all the pats on the back and all the praise, and I have the best man in the country by my side. Unbelievable knowledge of the game, a great character for the players they deal with every day, and he lost it as a manager many years ago, and I'm delighted for him.
Well, as you said, you played for Derry City, you're now managing them. You walked out to a sea of red, white, thousands come down from Derry and all across the world. Rory, what was it like walking out at the very start of the Cup final for
all that? Spine tingling, to be honest. Spine tingling. Our supporters deserve so much credit. I think there must have been between 15 and 20,000 of them today. And it's for the city, it's for the people of Derry. And you see people travelling ridiculous distances to get here. So at once for them.
Well, final question, Rory. These moments too are all about family. Did you get to share a moment with your family here this afternoon?
I see me mother and father, Lisa, and my two daughters are at home. The young one wouldn't have the capacity to do a full day up and a full day down and sit through a match. So I know they're watching, and I love them to bits. I couldn't do it if it wasn't for them.